This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Best Buy customer service. This is Mimi speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hi. I want to check stock for a customer.
Which location? Do you know which location you want to check stock for?
Best Buy 1087 in York, PA.
Do you have the warehouse? Is it going to be a store order or a warehouse? Ma'am?
It just says Best Buy. I can give you the external order number. Could you look at it that way?
Yeah. Let me get do you have the FMS number?
Yes, 67.
Mhm.
611-940.
I'm sorry. Where are you calling from? Are you with the store? Or are you
I'm with the XPO Logistics. My name is Nina.
Oh, hey Nina. Okay. All right, what is the client's name and address?
Kathy Arnold, 1979 Burkholder Road, Red Lion, PA, 17356.
Okay, and the phone number is showing 717-927-9212. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Let's see.
Because she said, I tried to reschedule her, and she was very upset about the stock. So I'm calling. She said that it keeps being rescheduled.
Okay.
So I'm checking for stock for June 8th for the other.
Yeah, I see she's scheduled for the 8th.
Because she was like, if it's in now, she was just asking me all kind of questions. I'm like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to call the store. She gave me the business.
Oof. Sorry about that.
Oh, not a problem, but, you know, hey, she helped me. I knew what she needed.
That's good. Let's see. She purchased last. She purchased last month.
Excuse me.
What? Yeah, her items, unfortunately, they're coming directly from Frigidaire, and they are a vendor back order purchase. Vendor purchase order delayed from Frigidaire directly. It's showing that the items are supposed to be here on the 25th. Of this month.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's been rescheduled, let me see. The microwave trim kit is going to be here on the 25th. Supposedly, it's supposed to be here on the 25th is what the system is showing me. And the actual, The built-in... It's a microwave. That one is not going to be here until the 2nd of June.
Of when?
Next month.
So the 25th of June. May 25th.
Kit.
Are you talking about June or May?
No, May 25th, we'll have the trim kit. And then the product will be here in June 2nd.
You're saying May 25th, the trim kit will be in stock.
Mm-hmm. Supposed.
But the oven.
Not sure. But the oven is not coming until the... Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if they...
You said June 2nd?
June 2nd. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, but that'll be good then. Because...
Yeah, she should be. Because she's on the 8th.
On the 8th, yes. But see, we didn't know when it was going to be here. And they're Tuesday deliveries only. So it'll be the 1st or the 8th. So we might as well just leave that like that then.
I would leave it like that. If it comes sooner, then we would, you know, try to see if anything. But right now, I would not touch it, to be honest, because sometimes the vendor, they say, hey, we'll have this product to you this day, and it doesn't come, and we don't want to disappoint. So I would leave it as is, because these products are not coming from us. They come in directly from the manufacturer, so I would honestly wait for them a little bit.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Mimi, M-I-M-I. And Best Buy, they will connect with the client. Like, they'll call but reschedule a few times, but that's only because while we wait on the product, we have to, but either way, the warehouse, they will have somebody connect with the client if it comes sooner or if it's going to be on time or if it's going to be later. In this case, I don't think it should be any later because it's been since April. Right now, I would leave it as is. And then as soon as the product comes in, we will communicate with the client, letting them know the item is in.
Okay. I am putting a note on the account what we just spoke about.
Sure.
That the oven will be available on the second, trim kit available May 25th. The check is in the area only on Tuesdays, and the next available day is the 8th.
Yeah, so it's probably best to stay. Yeah, you guys leave it for the 8th. You said only, yeah, because that's a week out. Yeah, I would leave it for the 8th.
I would do that because she had a qualm. Now when she called back, she can read this message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's supposed to be here on that Wednesday. And then the next day again, if you guys, it's the 8th. So either way, we would have to wait that the 8th when it do come on the 2nd.
So even if she wanted to push it, ain't happening.
We couldn't. No.
I'm glad I called you for that.
yes, okay. Ma'am.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we don't have any control about the vendor parts. Like, if it's coming for another warehouse from us, then we can kind of have some kind of control. But when we don't have them like that, we just have to wait until, you know, manufacturer decides to give them to us, unfortunately.
Yeah. What else can I ask you? I forgot what else I was going to ask you. But I appreciate your assistance.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Is there anything else I can help?
I know what I want to ask you. Did I have to have a breeze call for this?
Well, we had a conversation, so I can get one for you. Not really, but I'll get one for you. Give me just 1 second, okay?
Okay. Hello, Mimi.
I'm sorry. My systems today, my systems are kind of bad, so just give me a few seconds, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, not a problem. I can relate.
Yeah, well, actually, since all week, actually, we've been having some issues, but that's because we're getting some things set up. So, okay. All right. It's going to be 262. Come on. All right. Jesus Christ. Okay. 262-779-855.
262-779-855.
Yes, ma'am. That is all.
Okay, well, thank you, Mimi. This is Nina at XPO. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, was your issue resolved during this interaction? Press 1 for yes and 2. Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.